Welcome back in. Hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezvicker with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. It is NFL draft day, finally, here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. We've got Emily Proud coming up at 8 o'clock from News 2. We'll get her thoughts on the draft as the Titans selected or are scheduled to pick at number 26 overall tonight in Las Vegas. John Hines, Preds head coach, coming up at 8:30. We'll look ahead to the Preds and the Avalanche coming up later tonight. Tony Vitello, Tennessee baseball coach, at 9 o'clock. And then Hal Gill, Preds radio analyst, at 9:30 as well. So lots to get to here today on the program. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe, it is NFL draft day, and I'm interested to see a couple of things in the draft. Number one, I talked about it a little bit earlier. I think we're going to see some movement today in terms of some players moving around, maybe Deebo Samuel. We'll see what happens on that front. I don't expect A.J. Brown to be a part of that movement today, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are a few trades tonight. Do you think somebody pulls the trigger on Baker Mayfield tonight? Because I almost wonder at this point, are you just waiting for Cleveland to release him, or could somebody maybe not find a quarterback that they want tonight and Baker Mayfield's the guy they go after?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I wouldn't expect him to move. He's a really interesting situation. I mean, I think Baker Mayfield, based on, I know he didn't play well last year, but based on his ability, like, I've got to think that his whiny crap is part of why he's still with the Browns.
I would think so.
Which is too bad for Baker. Because, you know, Baker does good, funny commercials. So, I have some respect for his commercial game. But, man, when you take it to the unscripted reality of life, yeah, Sometimes, it's not great. So, I'm thinking he's not going to be anywhere but Cleveland still after tonight. But we'll see. I mean, there's Baker. There's Jimmy G. There's Deebo. There's some interesting stuff beyond just the selections happening here in the league.
All right, so I'm going to call some shots in terms of the draft tonight. And the first one I'm going to call is this. I know that we've seen some interesting mock drafts lately of quarterbacks. Some have one going in the first round. Some have two. Some have zero, as we talked about yesterday, going in the first round. There will be four quarterbacks selected in the first round tonight. I think four, and I think those four will be Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, Desmond Ridder.
Ooh, all Matt Corral. First,
I think he gets in there. They're late, like 31st.
That's a shot.
Yep. So four quarterbacks taken in the first round. And the reason I think it'll be four is what I brought up yesterday. I think somebody will want a quarterback. Maybe they'll think about taking him in the second round. But then they'll say, you know what? I'd like that fifth-year option if this works out, and they'll trade up to get him.
Yep. Oh, well, that is a big part of the QB situation, because there are quarterbacks teams can get. You know, they can get early in the second, mid in the second, whatever. But is it worth getting up real late in the first to get to cement that fifth year option? Okay, are we all calling shots? You got some shots to call, Michelle?
Yeah, I
okay,
got one.
You got one. Okay,
let me go now.
Go ahead, call it.
I think the first quarterback is at 20 from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
And it's Malik Willis.
So later in the draft. I like that. I'll be blown away if that happens.
Oh, so will I.
But I like that. I mean, some people have it right there where that starts the quarterback run.
That's basically my shot. My shot is, and maybe it's not that much of a shot, but I think it's because I just have a hard time believing there won't be a run, but I think we're actually going to see it tonight. I think there's going to be one quarterback taken in the first round.
One
wow.
quarterback.
One quarterback.
Who do you have?
In the first round. And it's exactly what you just called. It's the Steelers taking Malik Willis.
Great minds think alike, Rex Road.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
So, small hands not going in the first round?
Yeah. Did you see the quote, by the way? It was at The Athletic. It was like someone had the quote like, yeah, he shook his hand though, and it's not like he has baby hands.
He actually had fingers. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
He actually has an adult hand. It's actually amazing. By the way, speaking of The Athletic, my final Titans full mock draft has posted this morning. Check it out.
Oh, wow.
And I will say, in fact, that will be a shot. I'm gonna make that a second shot.
Okay.
The Titans in this draft are going to draft Cade York from LSU.
Okay. All right.
Now, will they get him where I have him going? I don't know. I think you may have to be in the fifth round to get Cade York. And who knows? Sometimes these, you never know with the whole kicker thing. I mean, I know like punter god guy from San Diego State is going to go like the third round or something, right? Whatever his name is. He's amazing. But Cade York from LSU, someone's going to get potentially like top shelf, top five kicker in the league for a very long time.
Justin Tucker. Is that who you're drafting, basically?
I mean, this dude, he's
pretty good.
Well, he's from 50 plus, yeah. He's remarkably accurate. He's hit a 57s as long, but like 50 plus. Well, I'll go to my mock draft because I know I wrote it down in my mock draft what he is. It's very good. But that's my shot that Randy Bullock. Nice job last year, and as the revolving door goes, they had a pretty good outcome. Yeah, so York, 15 for 19 from 50 plus, yep, at LSU. I mean, 54 for 66 overall, and that's, as a freshman, I mean, his last 2 years, 33 for 39. Dude is legit. And it's time to end it because Randy Bullock's good. And he stabilized things, but I think it's time to get the young kicker that you can just have for a long time.
Another called shot?
Yep.
Treylon Burks will be there at 26, and the Titans will have a chance to get him. I'm not going to say – I'm going to hold off on who I say they'll draft tonight, but Treylon Burks will be there at 26.
That's a shot.
That's a shot.
That's definitely a shot. I'm trying to – I'll look and see – our guy, friend of the show, Brugler, has him going to your squad.
Wouldn't hate that.
You wouldn't hate that, would you?
Yeah, but he'll draft like a safety or something. Be fun. Quarterback.
So if you say he's going to draft a safety, do you think Kyle Hamilton's falling to him? Or is he going to draft some other random safety?
Some random safety.
You still have no faith in Gutekunst at all.
Zero. Absolutely none. Although I will say, I did not love the Eric Stokes pick out of Georgia last year at corner, and he's pretty darn good.
Not bad. Yeah, drafting Georgia guys, not always a bad thing.
Some Titans fans say, don't ever touch a Georgia guy again. Get Isaiah Wilson. Don't draft
any of
those Georgia
guys alone.
But hey, if Burke, I'm really interested. If Burks is there, or if you've got Green or Johnson. I don't think Zion Johnson's going to be there. I could be wrong. But I don't think Johnson's going to be there. Let's say it's Burks and it's Kenyon Green. What are you doing if you're J-Rob? That's an interesting question.
It's a really interesting question. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the only thing with Burks is I like Burks a lot. And he's the one guy who could fall to them of that sort of top-tier receivers. Like, he's the one.
He's the hog hunter.
The other one, and there's that, too, which is amazing. He's still not, like, I feel like they need a little bit different physical profile at the position. Like, they have big, strong guys. Not saying it's bad to have another big, strong guy. And Treylon Burks, I mean, he can run. I mean, he's good. He's fast. He's a really good player. But I still feel like the burner addition would be ideal. And actually, that may be better for them in the third round.
Yeah. No, but Jahan Dotson?
I could be wrong on Jahan Dotson. Dane's huge on him. He told us on the show, best ball skills and catch radius of any sub 5'11 receiver I've studied in the last half decade. That's what he wrote. That's what he told us on the show. Said he'd be an immediate playmaker for the Vols. Or for the Vols. For the Titans. For the Vols, portal. He would be, too.
I think the Vols would like them,
too. They'd like him.
If he withdrew his name from the draft, I bet you Hendon Hooker would be cool with that.
The committee would hook him up.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not excited about John Dotson. So I would go Kenyon. Well, if it's Burks, I think I'd still probably go Kenyon Green. But then how do the Titans view Green versus Ion Johnson? You know, Jared yesterday, in his typical L to me, said he thinks both those guards are going to be there for the Titans because they're guards and no one cares about guards.
Yeah.
Just take anybody off the street, play guard. You're fine. I don't think that's true. I think there's a real good chance that both of those guards are gone. That's where the Titans would be kind of worst case scenario. All the top receivers, those two guards, you know, the top tackles. I mean, Penning from Northern Iowa, I think is going to go way before the Titans. Obviously, you know, guys like Evan Neal and Cross are way early in the draft. Ekwonu, I mean, so they could be really stuck and then not be able to bail out and just be looking at like a Dotson. Wouldn't be ideal.
Or quarterback. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. There's a new way to hear us on Nashville's Best Sports Talk, ESPN 1025 The Game. Check us out on 106.3 as well, from downtown Nashville to Spring Hill on I-65 and to Murfreesboro on I-24. You now have two choices to hear our great sports programming and the Nashville Predators as well. Check it out now on 106.3 and save it as a preset. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road. You're on ESPN 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Make sure you join ESPN 1025 The Game for the Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting Folds of Honor, coming up on May 16th at Hermitage Golf Course. Put your team together and come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebrities. You can sign up at thegamenashville.com/golf. Taking your thoughts on the Titans and the draft on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. I got a text that says Wandale Robinson from Kentucky is elite. And his follow-up text is, "You're awesome, Joe."
Ooh.
What about me? I'm a Kentucky fan. Thanks.
Well, I responded to him in the text line. And I said, what did I say? Something brilliant, like, "Totally agreed, bro."
Also, one quick called shot. 7 wide receivers go in the first round, which would be a record number.
Oh, okay. Let me put that in your called shots. Seven, a record 7 receivers in the first round.
I can see that.
Okay, so obviously we know about Drake London, and we know about Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave and Jameson Williams, and those guys are going to go quickly. And then you're probably your next one, you would think, going by the popularly agreed upon rankings, would be Treylon Burks, then Jahan Dotson. So,
Christian Watson sneak
Christian
in there?
Christian Watson? Is that your 7th? Yeah. I'm a fan. Like,
I think he's sneaking in.
I like Christian Watson, man.
I just saw Schrager.
I'm with you, Mark Howard.
Peter Schrager on NFL Network just had his final mock draft, which finally moved off N'Kobe Dean for the Titans.
Really?
You got Tyler Smith on there. But then has Burks going to Kansas City at 30. Treylon Burks, I'd be surprised if he slides down to 30.
Man, yeah. Yeah, Treylon Burks.
I guess I can't be that surprised. I just said he'd be there at 26 for the Titans.
Yeah, but still.
I would hope he doesn't get past 28.
There's more because you still have
the Packers.
Right, you have the Titans, you have the Packers, and you have the Chiefs at 29. So that would be quite a surprise.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Chip from Mount Juliet texting in says, "Robbie, I think the Packers go offensive tackle and wide receiver with the top 2 picks. I think wide receiver would definitely be one of them. Probably offensive tackle or edge with the next one. But we'll see. See what happens on that front. If you're the Titans, if you're a Titans fan, what result at the end of tonight leaves you happy? Is it quarterback? Is it the guard position? Is it wide receiver? What result tonight leaves you happy if you're a Titans fan? That's what I'd be interested to know.
I think that the most unhappy outcome And I could be wrong on this, but I think so. I think this is a great example of loud but smaller crowd of people. The louder, smaller crowd of people. I think the thing that would upset the largest portion of the fan base would be a quarterback. I think more people would be – because it's like, wait a minute. You don't have a second-round pick. You've been – you add Robert Woods. You're absolutely in a go-for-it window. I mean, you are a good team. You were the one seed, and you're drafting a quarterback and potentially reaching for a quarterback in a draft with a lot of quarterbacks who are basically like graded as fringe first-rounders.
Yeah.
And then now the impact on this season is going to be starting in the third round. I think that that would be the most enraged. It would, but now some would be very happy with it. Some would be very outspoken and happy. But I think way more Titans fans would be scratching their heads, like, so what is the message you're sending?
Mark from Clarksville texting in says trading back would be the best and getting more picks. I could see that that's certainly happening, and maybe something John Robinson would be rooting for in this draft. Like, the more I think about it, the more I'd be very, very surprised if it's quarterback tonight. I mean, I understand we've talked about it. I think we were both at, what, like 11%, somewhere around there. I've moved down to like 4, 5%. I don't think it's very likely at all that they're taking a quarterback tonight.
There was a report yesterday, and I just can't keep track of them all. But someone, I think on ESPN, put something out yesterday that sort of suggested that this could happen. Now, sometimes when things like that come out, it's...
Gotta be careful this time of year.
Yeah, you gotta be very careful. It's a little bit more, you know, misinformation than actual information. But yeah, I probably peaked on the whole Titans might just do the QB thing a couple weeks ago, and I'm off it now. But, you know, look, it really is. Desmond Ridder had a thing that he wrote for Players Tribune yesterday. It was really impressive. I mean, he's impressive. You know, the accuracy thing with him is the big question. Some people think it's a big deal that he just isn't consistently accurate enough. Some people think that's a little bit maybe overrated. But the bottom line is he's basically considered to be a fringe prospect. If you're going to do this, you have to believe that he's not just, hey, this could work out. You know, look at the opportunity. You got to believe that he's going to be great.
Avanzies on YouTube says, I just want the Titans to go best player available if they can't trade back, which is highly likely. It's highly likely that they can't trade back.
So best player available, and that's the thing. Like, would best player available be like Jahan Dotson if the worst case plays out for them? They can't trade back. All the top receivers are gone. The two offensive guards are gone. I mean, I don't think there's any chance that, like if you believe the like mock draft consensus, there's no chance any of the top tackles are going to be close to them.
No.
So what would actual best player available be at that point? Maybe we don't know, but I mean, who could it be other than a position of need? Yeah, end up going linebacker after all that. Drake Jackson, USC edge.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. You know, there's some edge guys out there. Logan Hall, defensive tackle for Houston, something like that. I mean, those are positions, if they draft it, it's like, what? But, look, like, especially a D lineman, they don't really have a need. But you know what? To me, you can't have too many good guys up front, too. So if it were something like that, I would not hate – like a Logan Hall over a Jahan Dotson because you're reaching because you have need at receiver.
Aaron on the text line says, a day one starter is what I'll be happy with. I got another texture that says, I'm happy as long as we don't reach for need. I'd love to get Zion Johnson, but if he's not there, don't reach for Tyler Smith just to get an offensive lineman. This is coming from Sam on the text line.
Yeah, I don't think – the Titans are – they are – I mean, there's two guards that have first round grades, and if they're not there, I don't think that they're going to reach there.
I got a text that says, if it was Sal Palantonio, I don't trust it, talking about your report from ESPN. What if, I'd like to see Sal's mock draft. The Titans taking a lot of defensive
all growth. Defense. Poor Sal. Poor Sal Pal. He got ratioed pretty hard. I got a lot of texts from people during that, like, huh?
We got a lot of texts on the text line, too.
Austin from Clarksville on the text line is a huge Noah Ellis. He just keeps texting us about Noah Ellis. We'll keep in mind. Is he related to Luther?
I don't know.
Luther Ellis, man. Lions legend. I think he might be. Let me know, Austin. You obviously know a lot about Noah Ellis. Let me know.
I got a text that says, is it crazy to think about Kenneth Walker? Go all in on the run play action and set up, hopefully, our next great running back. This is coming from a texter on the text line. Cody.
I love Kenneth Walker, but to answer your question, yes. Very, very much
so. I would not be surprised if they go running back in this draft. I would hope it's not anywhere before the fifth round, would be my guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's, you know, some pretty good options who could be there around there. So Kenneth Walker, I do think, is going to be a good player in the NFL, but can't do that. Josh says if Ritter's there in the third round, he won't be there in the third round. So now there's the Carson Strong scenario too. Dane Brugler has thrown that out there. I mean,
but you've talked about that. Does that make, like, if you're not taking a quarterback high that you love, does it really make sense to go third or fourth round there?
I don't think so. I don't think where you are right now with this roster, which is, you know, it's good, it's in good shape, but this is a draft to get some instant impact on the field next year. And I don't think that makes sense. Go for your guy who is going to be like, oh, okay, you can be better at backup quarterback. Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
They also,
I have no clue.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Logan Woodside is highly thought of in the building.
Raymond on the text line says, just do not get someone who comes in already injured. No crutches in the press conference. It's coming from Raymond on the text line.
You might be disappointed, Raymond.
Jameson Williams, move up to get him.
Yeah. Would you not take Jameson Williams? Come on.
Apparently he's running around right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think you would take Jameson Williams and be very happy to wait out the rehab.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the draft on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. I got some tickets to give away to see the GMR Grand Prix at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway coming up on Saturday, May 14th. Be caller number 3, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win a pair of tickets to the GMR Grand Prix at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway coming up on Saturday, May 14th. 615-737-1025. Taking your thoughts on the Titans and the draft on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. JC in Goodlettsville texting in says, if one of the two are there, it's guard in the first round. The worst position of need and a cheaper second contract for a team with very large contracts. And assuming Brown and Simmons are signed as well in the near future, Simmons is going to break the bank. Speaking of Jeffrey Simmons, Titans picked up his fifth-year option yesterday. Don't think a big surprise there.
They did. Did you see my tweet, my trolling tweet?
Yes, I did.
Yes. For anybody who didn't see it, I started with, like, big news on a contract for a 2019 draft pick. Jeffrey Simmons extended. I was hoping people would get excited about A.J. Brown. But, yeah, it was a no-brainer. Fifth-year option picked up on Jeffrey Simmons. And now we see the second-round pick, what will happen. I'm guessing we're not going to get an announcement tonight. Things have quieted down. I think A.J. Brown, after the whole thing with, like, Debo's mom and everything, he's kind of like, maybe just take a break here a little bit. So it's probably going to end up being more on the Titans timeline. And, you know, I don't know what it will entail or whether what there will be a holdout. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a holdout as part of this, but I think they'll probably get it figured out.
percentage chance that A.J. Brown is traded tonight?
For Debo.
Well, could be.
And Jimmy G. And then you solve all your problems.
Alternating series between Tannehill and Jimmy G.
Yeah, so
Jimmy,
there you go.
It's your series. Get out there.
How about zero? How about like the same as the amount of time when Dave Riddick let in the tying goal?
0.1?
0.1 of a percentage point. How about that?
Okay. That's pretty low.
How about you?
0.4.
Oh, wow. Four times
as much as you.
Dang. Okay. So you're basically calling that shot, too. Great.
I don't think we're going to see anything from A.J. Brown tonight, but hey.
We might see some tweets.
Well, could see that. Ron on the text line says, let's say Tannehill has an okay season and the Titans grab our future quarterback in the draft. Do you think Tannehill would be down with restructuring his contract to stay with the team to help the youngster? No, I don't.
Huh?
No, he's not going to restructure the contract to stay on as the backup quarterback.
I'm trying to even think, like, what the restructuring – what. So, in other words, like, are you asking if he's going to take a pay cut?
Yeah.
No. They would be. You got to say the words pay cut. Like, I think so often people think like restructuring means pay cut. It doesn't.
No.
Restructuring means like Tannehill did it last year. You know, they basically you get more money up front and you get a bigger cap hit kicked down the road, which is what has happened. Which is why there was no way they were going to do anything but have Tannehill as their quarterback this year. No, that will not happen.
No. Call your shot Thursday. I'm pretty confident that won't happen. I got a texter that says, since we need more picks, A.J. Brown to the Jets for Corey Davis, the Jets pick at 35 and 69 this year, and next year's first and second. They get to keep both of their first and the number 38. We get Davis and enough picks to get another wide receiver. I love A.J., but you know what walks and you know what talks. Besides, we need more than 10 games for $20 million. It's coming from a texter on the text line.
I mean, there's a lot to unpack with that one. You're going to trade AJ for Corey Davis. I love that.
Corey Davis. Him and NWI going to block their butts off out there. Derrick Henry's going to have so much running room.
Oh my gosh. They'd never have to throw. Be amazing. I mean, can they trade for, like, is Taywan Taylor still in the league somewhere? No, I don't think he is. The Titans Jets trade. Oh man, it's been such a wonderful fantasy for so long. Now the Jets being involved in some kind of trade.
Sure.
I'm here for it. I can see it.
Look, I don't dismiss the idea of a very, I think, small group of Titans fans out there that think to themselves, well, wide receiver, there's guys coming in the league all the time that can play and play at a high level. Why would you pay A.J. Brown $25, $27 million a year when you can just go draft one and restart this process all over again? Like, I don't totally discount that possibility. I don't think it's going to happen. I think A.J. Brown's ultimately going to end up getting a new contract here because they know what he is, and it's pretty darn good. But we talked about this yesterday with Nick Baumgartner. I mean, wide receiver, it is what it is right now in the NFL. Guys coming out of college are ready to play, and you can find a lot of good wide receivers. Now, I don't know if you can find a lot of A.J. Browns running around, but you can find a lot of good wide receivers coming out of the draft.
You can. It's just, you know, can you find this guy? And that's the thing. What do you think this guy is? There are people who don't watch the Titans a lot who could easily just look at the numbers and say, why is this guy so special? You're paying this guy more than $20 million a year? Why? Based on what production? But I think those people are wrong. I think if you do watch him closely, you know that this is not – a player you're going to get every year in the first round. Most of the guys who go in the first round this year, I'll call this shot, will not be as good as A.J. Brown. And so I think the Titans know what they have, and that's what it is. David on the text line says, do you see A.J. being a player who drops off once he gets paid? No, I think he drops off if he can't stay healthy. And that is, to me, the only real question here. The only real thing that's got to keep John Robinson up at night when he thinks about the money he's about to give A.J. Brown is that. But, I just – if you don't think the knees are degenerative – I mean, last year he had like a shoulder chest thing. You know, stuff like that happens. It doesn't appear that he has a particular injury right now that is chronic or not going away. Assuming that cleaning up the knees – you know, he didn't really have that as an issue this year. So, I think that's you've got to have the faith that he's going to be sturdy and durable. Because if he is, then I think he's going to be great.
Gator Mike on the text line says, what are the possibilities of a tight end if the Titans are faced with the best player scenario in the first round?
There just isn't one that would possibly qualify. I mean, the first tight end might go in the third round. Trey McBride is the highest graded tight end. It's just not an elite tight end group. Jelani Woods from UVA, some people think he might actually end up being the best one, but you can get a tight end. I think maybe we'll see one or two go in the second round, but you will not see a tight end go in the first round, just like you won't see a running back go in the first round. But you will see two offensive guards go in the first round, despite what some radio hosts may tell you. Let me call that shot. That's not even a called shot. They will both go in the first round, Green and Johnson. Honestly, I don't love the Titans' chance. I think that the real chance they're both gone, especially I think the Cowboys may be taking one of them right before the Titans. So that the Titans move up a couple spots.
Maybe.
Three spots to try to get one. Titans, a move up is possible tonight.
Sure. Sam and Franklin texting in says, call draft shot. The Chiefs use one of their two picks for injured Jamison Williams and let him sit behind Juju and MVS. Maybe so. Can you imagine Jamison Williams to the Chiefs moving up to go get him?
Well, that's who they need.
I know.
Because that's their best chance of somewhat replicating what they just lost, you know? I mean, it's so hard to put everything they've done, there's a lot to it. It's Mahomes, it's Kelsey, it's the scheme. But just having that guy who can run past everybody anytime he wants, it's so, like they're going to be so different without him. Jamison Williams is their best chance to rep. Jamison Williams has a gear that no one else in this draft does.
What team or draft prospect intrigues you the most tonight to see what they'll do or where that prospect will go? I'm interested in Carolina. Like, I think Carolina's taking a quarterback. I just wonder which one it'll be.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're fascinating because it seems like the information that's around them is that they're not going to take a quarterback, but that often turns out to be the opposite of what a team actually does, right?
Their GM says Sam Darnold.
We love Sam Darnold. Yeah. Love some Sam Darnold. No, that's a good point. I think they're fascinating. Well, look, the Jaguars. I mean, you know, it's like, so are they going to actually take Trevon Walker now? There's a lot of people that are like, oh, they're going to take Ikem Ekwonu, the offensive tackle from NC State. Who are they going to screw up? That's really my question. Is who are the Jags going to screw up? Before we go to the break, real quick, on the text line, what's y'all's percent chance of this being Ryan Tannehill's last season starting for the Titans? It's a good question. It's not a draft question, but it's a good question. I'm going to put it at this being his last season. I'm going to put it at 55%.
I'll go 70.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're higher than that.
Yeah.
I mean, if he plays well, you know, you can do way worse than having him back on that deal in 2023.
You can.
But I'm going to go a little more than half just because, you know, it's I mean, look, there's just less faith in it. But I bet you some people would put that at like 2%, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's Jared, -4%?
No, there's just no chance whatsoever. Zero chance.
See if the Texans stay at number three tonight. Apparently they're trying to move out. But when you got Davis Mills as your quarterback, why wouldn't you try to move out? Just get more picks around that guy with talent.
be great around him. Build around him, which means you have to build very high into the air.
Just to extend the amount of picks that you have in the draft. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant, Joe Rexroad's rant of the day. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
The time is now for the Rex Rant.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
On Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
And it is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road here on Robbie and Rex Road. Joe Rexroad's rant of the day with the Bleak 182 cover band playing Journey coming back.
Yeah, remind me the name of the actual band. We always forget this.
It's just some Facebook video I saw. They're pretty good.
I love this song, and they sound great singing it.
You love their the actual song, the Journey song, or this version?
This version.
This is so dumb. Why would you make this version of that song? I like Don't Stop
Believing. The entire point was a Facebook video. I guess they were making fun of Blink 182 as they were said, this is Blink 182 singing Journey. So these guys just did it.
And oh, really?
They sound exactly like Blink 182.
Oh, okay, actually, I kind of do like it. If they were trolling Blink 182 with this, then I have a newfound respect for it. All right. Now I'm happy. Now you've ruined the rant mood because I think it's awesome.
Listen, this is for Caroline Rexroad and Katie because you are traveling with them today, so we need you to be in a good mood.
Oh, boy.
This is for the girls.
Yeah. No comment. Now I'm back in a bad mood. No, I'm just kidding. But I do want to rant today about John Robinson.
Okay.
So I just want to make it, and there's no way, but I just want to make it through the day and the night without hearing one more time, we should just trade the pick because John Robinson can't draft in the first round. Or which injured player is John Robinson going to draft? I mean, look, John Robinson is far from perfect, okay? We can agree that his 2020 first-round pick was a disaster. And Caleb Farley last year, you know, some teams are totally out on that. We're going to see. But at the risk of turning this rant into a J-Rob commercial, let's look at some of the players he has drafted. Let's see. Jack Conklin, All-Pro, his first draft pick as a rookie. Derrick Henry, same year, second round. Kevin Byard, same year, third round. If you want to go, you know, Tajay Sharp that year, fifth round, pretty good value. Let's see, Jonnu Smith in the third round, Jayon Brown in the fifth round, Adoree Jackson, Corey Davis, okay, nothing great. You know, the first round has not been great. Rashawn Evans, not great. But Harold Landry, second round. And then you have Jeffrey Simmons just extended, A.J. Brown, Nate Davis in that third round, Imani Hooker in that fifth round, David Long in that sixth round. Even in 2020, you got a starting corner who's, I think, you know, potentially a very good player moving forward. You got value out of Murchison and Jackson. I think you're going to see value out of Rashad Weaver. You're going to see a very good player in Elijah Molden. And we're going to see on Farley. We're going to see on Raidens. That's a huge deal. But if you go take it all together, it's pretty good. And by the way, the Titans have a 59-38 record with two straight division titles, four playoff appearances, an AFC title game in his tenure. I mean, you have one of the best general managers in the NFL. Like, that's objectively true. So it's just one of those things where I think complaining is natural, and absolutely holding someone accountable when he makes a mistake is worthwhile. But, like, if you look at what this team has done on the field, which is directly reflective of the team that he has built, it's been wildly successful. So just keep that in mind. Just a little burst of sunshine for you. Now let's see if John Robinson cannot screw it up tonight.
That's all well and good. I'm really rooting for the Titans moving up to get Jameson Williams really hard because all I want to hear is the injured player. Oh, my goodness. The Titans have gotten Jameson Williams. They moved up to get him, and he just tore his ACL.
Let me tell you something. If the Titans somehow leave tonight with Jameson Williams, fans around town should walk around with crutches and, like, put J-Rob faces on them in celebration, you know? Who is there anybody else injured they could get that actually is realistic?
Well, this is always the interesting part of it to me is because it's football, man. There's a lot of guys that have been injured before. Now, that doesn't mean that they're just injured now. I understand that. And the Caleb Farley thing was a little bit different because when you start talking about back,
it's
a little bit different.
Hey, if other teams are like what they call it, what was the it was some, I think Sando for the Athletic for Us did the piece.
Yeah.
It was like what they say, like terrible, right?
Yeah.
His medicals were terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And teams were like, no way. That one, fine. But like Jeff Simmons had a ACL and you got an incredible value out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, where else does the injured player narrative come from? Who am I forgetting? There's others.
Well, I mean, Corey Davis was injured when he got drafted.
Corey Davis was injured during the draft process, so they didn't see him work out or anything like that. And hey, maybe, you know, suppose might have helped if they had. Yeah, he was fine. It's not like that was a disastrous first round
pick.
He's
a good player. He was not worth where he got drafted.
He was a good player. He was not number five overall. Adoree Jackson, he was a pretty good player. He had one season in particular where I thought he was really becoming an excellent corner, but probably overdrafted as well. So, you know, Rashawn Evans, disappointing pick. I mean, look, the first round for John Robinson, it definitely has not been good enough.
It needs to get better.
It definitely has not been good enough. But again, when you are able, what matters is the team that you put together. When you find David Long in the sixth round, and now he's,
well,
I think, not just a starter next year, he could be a really good player in this league at that position. That's what makes up for it.
Well, I mean, the first round hasn't been good enough, but you found a first-round guy in Derrick Henry. You found a first-round guy in Kevin Byard. You found a first-round guy in A.J. Brown in different rounds, right? I mean, those are first-round quality players.
Is Harold Landry? There's another one. There's another one who I think is a first-round quality player. Yeah. I mean, overall, yeah, I'd say so. Jonnu Smith, you know, we'll see what happens in New England, but had he had the season I thought he was going to have there, I think you could make the case for him, too, as a first-round quality player.
If he had the season you thought he was going to have, he'd be in the Hall of Fame right
now. Well, that's true, too. Yeah, he could would have retired on top, gold jacket. But, the draft is its own season. It's just like in college football. I swear there are fan bases who would trade. Like they'd take like 7-5 over 9-3 as long as they can be in the top 10 in the recruiting rankings. It is its own thing. But team building, this is part of team building. It's not the entirety of team building.
Neil on the text line says, and he still sucks with 3 exclamation points. I guess talking about John Robinson.
Man, that's the thing. It's just like, be mad. Be mad when he makes a mistake. Be mad about Isaiah Wilson. If Farley doesn't work out. I mean, Farley and Raidens, they're both big storylines for him, for them. But I just don't understand how you could be a Titans fan and not be pretty damn happy with your GM.
Jet Texture says, it just means J-Rob is due to hit it out of the park tonight. Chris on the text line says, love this rant, Joe. Hopefully J-Rob can return to 2019 form. This is from Chris on the text line.
Is that Jared's burner? So, John, in 2019, what were you wearing on draft day?
John, what were you doing in 2019 that you're not doing now?
Well, if he has another 2019 draft in him,
that
bodes well for them. But, look, you're in that job and you're open. But, I mean, if you want to compare, right now, very different situations. David Poyle's been, with the Preds the whole way. But, like, the overall trajectory of the Preds in the last few years, directly tied to some mistakes, it's quite different.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Emily Proud from News 2. We'll get her thoughts on the Titans as they prepare for the first round of the draft coming up later tonight. Join 102.5 The Game tonight and tomorrow night for the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade. You can come enjoy great drink specials, watch the Preds take on the Colorado Avalanche tonight and the Arizona Coyotes tomorrow. It's the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade, located at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. The puck drops at 8 o'clock tonight and 9:30 tomorrow night. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.